That's right. We do need to live rent-free, and thanks to all the P1s who have entered your submissions at rentfree1310@gmail.com. Even heard from a few ladies. That's always good. We'll get to one of those in just a minute. But first, let's get to P1 Chris. He emails in, gents, this has been living in my head rent-free for as long as he's been in town. Why does Patrick Dumont look like the beloved character actor Tim Bagley? For reference and irony, Bagley was the manager in the cult classic Employee of the Month. I've attached pictures for your enjoyment for everyone listening on the radio. Do the Google. Love your buns, Chris K.
And I see it.
I can see a little bit.
Now, he has this actor has much better teeth, obviously.
That's the first thing when I think of Patrick Dumont is the teeth.
Yeah.
Like when George was asking us if we think he looks like Patrick Dumont, I was like, no, I don't see it because George
has beautiful teeth.
Yes, George has very nice teeth.
Certainly does. And I don't know if you saw me tweet out last night because I was trying to think of who Patrick Dumont reminds me of. And I think of the Disney characters Tweedledee and Tweedledum from Alice in Wonderland. So
okay.
If you go look at them, it feels like if this dude had a pulled down cap over his head, he would fit right in with those two. But thank you, Chris.
He really does look like he has money. It looks like his parents have money is what he looks like.
That makes him super
like
qualified to run an
yes.
NBA basketball team. P1 Amy. Thank you, Amy, for emailing in. She says, it's so dumb, but every time someone asks how my family is doing, I will reply, say, we're all fine, here, now, thank you, how are you? It's Han Solo's line from Star Wars. Also, I say, that'll do, pig, all the time. And yes, I always add the pig if people are familiar with the movie Babe. And I think this is interesting because I always say situation normal. When something maybe isn't going right around the house, my wife will be like, is everything okay? Situation normal. And this is, of course, from Star Wars A New Hope.
We gotta find out which cell this princess of yours is in. Here it is. 2187. You go and get her. I'll hold him here.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Hit a slight weapons malfunction. But everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative, negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak, very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway. Whoa, we're going to have company!
Everything's fine.
Situation
normal.
Normal. Love that.
Underrated.
All
underrated
right.
Funny.
P1 Marcus emails, sweetest of spots. That would be us.
Yep.
Every time I hear Emmett Smith's name, my brain goes straight to when Gordon says, Emmetting Smithing in a hoarse voice. He's been doing it for upon 40 years, but most recently he said it on February 6th at the end of the segment right before they talked to Emmett at the Super Bowl. I have no idea what the origin of this, and I'd love to know. It's always stuck in my head, P1 Marcus. And I've heard Gordo do this in that same voice as well. And Monty, I believe you and I are the only ones that had a clue about this. I think this goes back to the early days of the ticket with Saturday Morning on the Rant.
Yeah, they had a guy on. His name was JR, and he would sell his Beanie Babies in the middle of the rant.
Hell yeah. We need to bring that back.
Talk funny.
Do we?
Selling Beanie Babies.
And this is kind of what he said. This is not the time that P1's talking about,
okay.
But this is a different time the Musers both did it.
Emmett Smithing.
Emmett Smithing.
Emmetting Smithing is one of the finest thing running
no,
backs in
International
Football League.
Everything was a gerund.
So let's think back to the late
Smithing.
90s. Did you guys or have anybody in your
Does you guys
in your circle that would collect Beanie Babies thinking that they would be an investment?
Family
Absolutely.
Members.
Yeah.
Not mom or dad, but aunts. Yes.
Get a nice
yes,
Pinchers.
We have aunts.
Pinchers.
They
the
had
cream.
A. I think I had an aunt that had a room full of Beanie
really?
Babies in like 1997 when it was really taking off. It's
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, you're not gonna believe this. We got the Princess Di Beanie Baby.
Yeah,
oh,
we had a neighbor die, and the estate uh-huh. sale. They had like a Beanie Baby room.
They sold for like $5.
That was an early
everything.
Crypto.
Yeah.
Oh my,
yeah.
It really was.
Yes. It was the NFT of its day.
Gosh.
And I remember the girlfriend I was dating in high school, she had like a collection, and her mom was so into it as well that they would go around and buy them, and they would get
what?
The ones with like the special tags,
mm-hmm.
and they would put the plastic like protector around the heart tag because they thought, well, the tag is what verifies that this one is actually
insane. They had like a top loader to put them in.
Dude, it was just nuts.
Do you remember when McDonald's was giving away with Happy Meals?
Oh yeah.
And there was lines down the street to try to buy Happy Meals. And you would have to buy you couldn't buy the toy itself. Mm-hmm. You had to get the Happy Meal. So many people were buying the meal for just the Beanie Baby and throwing the food out.
I feel like the only time I was like avid about getting meals at a restaurant was when I think McDonald's had the NBA Dream Team cups.
Okay.
And I collected all 12. I was very happy that I was able to
get the Leitner. Mm-hmm.
What a brag.
Dude, I know.
I still need one Batman glass cup from Batman Forever from McDonald's.
Is that on eBay somewhere?
I think they are, yeah.
Pretty sure we've got those at my parents' house still. Those were great.
I need one to complete the set.
Which one do you need?
I think I need Two-Face.
Okay. I can might be able to help you out there. I'll let you know.
I'll pay you.
I got you, bro.
P1 Joe P emails in, good evening, fellas. Thanks for all that you do. I have two things that live rent-free. First, about 5 years ago now, I've been trying to convince my wife to paint our front porch turquoise because of the Hayes Carl song, and he said it keeps evil spirits away. Makes no damn sense, but I can't let it go. Okay. Second, and completely unrelated, we have a dog named George Bailey. He showed up on Christmas Day 2 years ago. I cannot stop myself from saying hello, George, in Brady Tom's voice every time I see him. It was so rent-free in my head, I couldn't even figure out where the voice came from until last month when Brady Tom called in for the first time on the E-Break in 2025. Cheers, Nuck Fico, Joe P.
you're not allowed on the show anymore if you say those words, the two magic words. George is a great name for a dog, by the way.
I think any human name is good for a dog.
Give him a full name, too.
Well, it's George Bailey on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Right.
George.
Well, say that, Mary.
Any human name?
Oh, who's this?
It's George Bailey.
Oh, there he is.
Jim McConaughey.
Human names, names of food, sure. Like your dog Biscuit, great name.
Absolutely.
And then dogs that are named after other animals are also good names.
So do we have some context here? Because I do love I love it when Brady Tom calls into the Musers. It's one of the few E-Break callers that I love.
When we found him, he says, good morning, George.
Oh, okay.
Not hello, George, but yes.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning, George.
Oh my gosh, it's Brady Tom.
This may be Brady Tom.
What the heck?
Brady Tom, how did you know?
I don't know. Just random.
Genius. That does not get old. That and Bloody Murder Girl are instant Hall of Famers on the E-Break vote.
And speaking of George Bailey, it's a Wonderful Life? Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh yeah. It's the GOAT. I watch it every year. I love it.
Never seen it.
It's okay.
Isn't it like 5.5 hours?
It's like
3.
Yeah, 3
okay,
hours.
So basically 5 hours. Well, what about 3 hours?
Your math is a little off.
It's
but
good.
It's still long. What's it about?
About and understanding that, you know, there's more to life than just all the BS you expect to happen.
It's about robots and aliens fighting
each
other. Ooh, kaiju.
See, now he's in.
What was that, Justin?
Those are big fighting monsters.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As much as you were talking about Kanye before the show.
This email is from Voltron's Elbow, a.k.a. P1 Brian Papa.
Often, good dude.
Great dude. Often when finishing drinking a Coke or a soda, I will say, next year I'm buying, in my best Dan Marino voice, to an invisible Joe Montana. It has never been noticed by anyone. And I had to look this up. Apparently in 1985, after those two played in Super Bowl 16, I forget which one. One of them.
Okay.
The 85 Super Bowl that, of course, the Niners beat the Dolphins.
20-something?
I guess this was 20? A commercial that either played during the Super Bowl or maybe afterwards, and I'd never heard 20, this before. 20.
Montana. Hey, Marino.
Great game, man.
Oh, thanks.
A draw play in the second quarter. Great choice.
You make a choice because it feels right.
Can I buy you one? It's the least you can do.
Diet Pepsi. 100% NutraSweet.
Here you go. Don't drop it.
100% taste.
See you, Dan. Joe, next year, I'm buying.
Diet Pepsi, the one-calorie choice of a new generation.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
And you go back and listen to 80s commercials, there's an ominous voice.
That voiceover guy?
Dude.
Wonder who that is. It's not the movie guy. It's not the In a World guy.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it's not. That dude passed a few years ago, too.
Well, I have another Pepsi adjacent one. So, Dear Sweet Spot from P1 Jimmy Miller. I turned 40 later this year, and the following artifact is from youth and remains steadfastly anchored in my head, refusing to pay rent. Before the age of streaming our favorite content on a sweater, in which you can freely skip about the digital dial, our tape-based media required viewers to sit through two or three previews before a presentation on a VHS. If you were really unlucky, you had some commercials tucked into the movie trailers. I've had two of those stuck in my head for years, and this, I guess, was a Pepsi Attitude commercial that was on the Home Alone VHS.
Yes, I know this one.
And this is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
What makes you cool is your attitude, your inner self. It's not the way your hair is cut. It's not the clothes you wear. Not the clothes.
It's wearing fluorescent.
It's not what you drink. You got that right. You got Pepsi for me? Who knew?
I've seen that commercial because I've seen Home Alone probably more than any movie ever.
Really?
Okay. I just associate that commercial with being part of the movie.
Huh.
I don't remember that at all.
Really? It was on the VHS at the beginning.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and it's just wild that what passed for kids' fashion back in the early 90s, and I was probably dressed the same way, but it felt like neon colors and fluorescent colors were a big, big player.
And it was, I believe we got the movie because Pizza Hut used to do a deal where you would get a movie with, like, if you ordered a large pizza or a couple pizzas or whatever, they'd give you a movie, and Home Alone was one of those movies.
Well, let me take a 20, because he also says, on a similar note, the Pizza Hut commercial show, Before the Land Before Time, taught me at a very young age to lie to my parents about what happens at parties.
Oh, Jerome, a birthday party at Pizza Hut. What fun.
You bet, Mom.
Okay, sweetie. Have a good time.
She will.
You look so cute. Remember to say hello to Mrs. Miller.
I will.
And don't forget everything I told you.
Okay.
Have fun. Hello, Jerome.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Wish Jessica a happy birthday.
And they're just getting lit.
And remember, polite little boys always use their napkins.
We're gonna party, party right now.
Well, how do we chew?
With our mouths closed.
We're gonna party.
Don't forget to share.
Right,
share.
Use your cheese board across the table.
Oh, yeah.
And sweetie, I don't care what the other little boys do. You keep your elbows off the table. And Jerome, please.
Goodbye, Jerome.
Be nice to the little girls. Honey, did you have a good time?
I did everything you said. I was even nice to a girl.
Oh, my little angel.
Yeah.
And he says, to this day, I can picture and hear those commercials in my mind rent-free. Thank you what you've done to my body. Love, Luca. Cake is forever. P1 Jimmy.
Now, it sounded like Wang Chung.
It had a Wang Chung vibe to it, for sure.
I'm trying to remember all the Pizza Hut movies. Land Before Time was one. Home Alone was in there. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The Addams Family was one of them. I'm trying to remember the rest of them. I'm sure I could look it up, but yeah.
Have a good one.
One day you'll learn.
You gotta be cool, Lando.
One day. Alright, it's 2:31. We will get to more. Again, if you want to add to the pile, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we want to hear from some ladies.